Starting next week, some serious scientific questions will come under consideration in Philadelphia.
How many rubber bands does it take to explode a watermelon? Why are Philadelphians so intense about sports? Is there a cure for a hangover?
That's because Philadelphia Science Festival kicks off next Friday. The festival is in its fourth year and features hundreds of talks and experiments all around the city. So, what to pick? What to do? Pulse reporter Alana Gordon grilled the Franklin Institute's Jerry Truskin, the main organizer, with seven questions.
Okay, Jerry, what event do you think is most likely to gross out visitors?
We have an event called Ick this year. It's really designed to gross out our visitors. It's called Creatures That Make Your Skin Crawl. And we're looking at gross things that are actually, you know, a little bit misunderstood. So everything from pond scum to roaches and the scientists who love them.
What's the best event to bring a first date?
So this could go either way. It could go either really great or it could be a bad first date too. Is Love, Lust, and Loathing. We have six speakers, three of which are going to talk about love, lust, and loathing in humans, and three who are going to explore that in animals. So if love and lust are what comes out of it, and then great first date. If loathing is what you end up being more excited about, maybe not the best first date.
What activity would you bring kids to?
If I had to choose one, I think Mess Fest at Smith Playground is something that every kid should be really excited about. Smith Playground is a historic playground in Fairmount Park, and we're going to be doing tons of, you know, messy explosions. We're going to have an oobleck, which is this, it's cornstarch and water. It's, can't tell if it's a solid or a liquid. And it'll be an oobleck dance party.
Sounds messy.
It is, yes, definitely very messy.
Who is Dr. Skateboard?
Dr. Skateboard looks at the physics of skateboarding, and he's going to be at a number of our events. We're having a science of skateboarding program at Paines Park, right on the river.
What's the one event you think will be most talked about?
We're doing an event which is sort of unique to Philadelphia called Fanatics. So Philadelphia's love-hate relationship with sports. And, you know, it really is getting into the science of fanaticism and groupthink and what is the neuroscience and the psychological, psychosocial reason for crazy fandom. And Philadelphians are really into being fans.
What sort of real-life skills can someone get from the science festival?
We actually have an event that's all about how you can use math to help you win. So anything from fantasy football to Scrabble to the Monty Hall problem, which is, you know, there are three doors. How do you choose the one that has the car behind it? And using statistics.
What event is most likely to blow the mind of returning visitors?
So at the close of the Science Carnival on the Parkway on May 3rd, at the very end of the festival, we're doing a giant launch of Alka rockets. So it's Alka-Seltzer and water in a film canister. And we're doing 5,000 of those at the end of the festival. So we'll flip two big tables over and it will be an enormous explosion. And it will definitely blow the minds of anybody who's there.
Jerry Truskin, thanks for joining the Pulse.
Thank you so much for having me.
There is one thing you listeners might want to take note of about next week's festival. It is not to be confused with a science fair.
It's funny because when people ask, they'll be like, oh, how's the science fair planning going? And I'm like, it's a festival!
Fairs are for kids to show off their science projects.
No disrespect to a science fair, because science fairs are important and wonderful.
But Truskin says science festivals, those are for everyone. Kids, regular folks, scientists, to come together, get nerdy, and celebrate science across the city. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.